Suicides have been surging in Tennessee, and state health officials don't know why, in part because they haven't been studying them closely. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the legislature is considering a proposal to review each suicide case by case.
More than 1,100 suicides were tracked in 2016, a record since Tennessee started counting. Michael Warren is the deputy commissioner of the state health department and answered questions from state senators about what's known regarding the deaths.
We occasionally get requests, sort of ad hoc requests, for how many suicides were there or suicides among a particular population, so we could produce those counts, but we don't do anything formal in terms of looking at underlying causes for all the suicide deaths.
There's some thought the deaths are undercounted, often classified as accidental in counties that don't have the resources to investigate further. It's also hard to spot trends without interviewing loved ones. And there's thought that some drug overdoses would be considered suicides if given a closer look. This proposal started out creating an 8-person team to look into every suicide, but at a cost of nearly $800,000 a year, even the head of the Tennessee Suicide Prevention Network says that money could be put to better use on prevention. Instead, the bill, which is broadly supported, is being changed to spend the next year establishing a protocol for reviewing suicides and possibly hiring the needed personnel in the near future. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.